And it is 8 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We've got Steve Scott out of Gosford for the meeting there today. Big day coming up too. How are you, Steve?
Good, thanks, Sean.
It's good. Happy New Year to you, mate.
Yeah, you too, mate. Yeah, you too. Yeah.
How's the day look today for Gosford?
Mate, look, it was a little bit overcast. The sun's starting to break through now. Like, it's only a very light cloud, no threat of rain or anything like that. The sun's going to get out. It's going to become a pretty nice day, only 28 degrees, so not too hot. Mate, yeah, and the track's in great condition, good four. Mate, couldn't ask for much better, really.
And you got a big week coming up next week too. Gold Cup and the Takeover Target.
Yeah, Cup and Takeover Target day next Thursday. A little bit of work to do tomorrow too. But today's a pretty big day too. It's twilight meeting starting at just after 3 o'clock. And we've got the Aussie food markets here, so it's free entry. And I think there's about 30 food trucks or vans, whatever they do. You can come in and get your paella and whatever else. Yeah, I don't know. It's a big day. We have them here once a month anyway, and they draw quite a big crowd. So we are expecting some good numbers here today.
All right, terrific. Well, enjoy the late afternoon there today and night with everyone, and we'll talk to you next week leading up for the Cup and the Takeover Target too, Steve.
Yeah, not a problem, Sean, mate. I'll see you then.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Steve Scott out there at Gosford. Gary Harley will be there today finding the winners. How are you, guys?
Yeah, good. Pretty good, Sean. Yes.
That's good.
Don't have to leave as early. Get home later. No problem.
And your voice is good. It's not quivering like Hoss. Hoss said the air conditioning had got to him, but I've pulled up like that when I've had a few glasses of air conditioning too.
It can do that. No. I have the air conditioner on at night regularly, but so far, so good.
All right. You're going to side with him, okay. All right, now let's have a look at the first today. No, he would have been tucked up in bed early, Austin. I know that, don't worry. Now, the first, eh?
The heatwave conditions up there would have driven him mad.
He'd be laying under a lemon tree somewhere with the sprinkler turned on.
I'd say so. That'd be the best.
Now, the first today, Nana's dress shorts and braces, and I'm hoping to see a photo of you wearing those. Now, one Vinciro, $11, two Epic Dan, $5.50, three Canunga, $4.60, four Sergeant, $4.80, five out, six Gary from the Bull, $61, number seven Solera, $3.60, and eight Time and Again, $3.20. The favourite is the eight Time and Again, $3.20.
I like the Godolphin filly, number seven Solera. Showed really good speed to lead all the way over the 900 at Newcastle on Boxing Day. Prior to that, she was only beaten a length and a quarter to Wonder Babe at Newcastle over the 900 in a very, very strong race. Tim Clark, back from holidays, he's riding. The barrier's okay. It'll go forward, probably lead, and be hard to beat. Time and Again, got to the line well to win first up at Newcastle over the 900 on 3 days before Christmas. Hit the front at the 100 and won by about half a length. Didn't run right away, but it did a good job. First up, it'll be fitter now. Digger rides it, got barrier one. Number three, Canunga. This horse had a hell of a long break. December 2017, he ran second at Newcastle, or she did to Vinnie Power. Got beat about two lengths, which would be a good run. And then, this is her first run fifth. So she has had 13 months off, had a couple of recent trials, went pretty good in the last trial at Warwick Farm. Not extended. Number two, Epic Dan, won well at Wyong. It's the other one. Small field, but very competitive. 7, 8, 3, and 2.
Otto Race 2, 1 out. Now 2, Roman Wolf, 3.30. 3, Royal Banquet, 6.50. 4 out, 5, Capital Line Lady. 5, Even, 6 out. 7, Miraculous is 5.50. 8 out, 9, Sampire Ho, $5. 10 out, 11, Shrug, 4.20, and 12 out. Favourite, 3.30, number 2, Roman Wolf.
I like this colt. He's a deep field colt trained by Gary Portelli. Now, Jason Collett will ride him, and Collett trialled him at Canterbury on December 20. He led all the way. He was pushed out in the trial, give him a good solid hit out, but he looked pretty smart to me, and he's got barrier one, which is a big asset here around Gosford, particularly if you've got plenty of pace. Number 11, second pick, Shrug. Thought this trial really good, Shrug. That was at Warwick Farm, run second behind Avon River, just beaten. Got back, raced up and joined the lead in the straight for Corey Brown, and he never pushed it out. I thought it went well in a good stable with the Snowdens. Number 9, Samfire Ho. Didn't do a lot on Daboo here when it run fourth behind Sarzon. Got beat 3.5 at Lead. Got a bit tired, but of course, Sarzon's in the Magic Millions. It went straight to town and won after that. So, it, you know, the form around that is very good. Third pick, that was third pick. Number five's the other one, Capital Own Lady. Another one of the Snowdens. They got two in the race. Thought this didn't trial too bad at Rose Hill recently. Shared the lead and wasn't touched at all in the run home. 2.11.9.5.
All right, the third one, Safado, $1.65. Two Super Lucky, $4.60. Three Sugar Buzz, $14. Now, number four is out. Five Albert's No Pussy, $6.50. Six Banter, $12. Seven Bella Portugal, $26. Eight Rogue Runner, $15. Nine Texas Storm, $15. Ten Ludnam Lass, $151. Favourite short, one Safado, $1.65.
Very, very smart horse. It's not a bad feel, but I think he'd be too good for them. Kim Waugh's got him. He's only had the two runs. He bolted in on the Boo at Hawkesbury by more than three lengths on the 10th of March. Then he come to Gosford and ran into Resin, and Resin only just beat him. A long head. He runs second that day. He's gone to the paddock. He's had a long, long spell. And his recent trials are very good. Just beaten in a Gosford trial, and then he won a Newcastle trial. Recently beat a horse called Press Review there and Ivory Jane. He was not moved. They didn't move on him. Surge didn't move on him at Newcastle. And he won the trial by more than a length. Barrier's okay. Collett rides him. And he won first up last time. I think he'll get the money. Number two, he's Super Lucky. He's got ability. Won well on the Kenzo track back in November, then ran fourth at Warwick Farm behind Rosina Kojanup before a spell. Well, not a spell. What's it? It's only 5 weeks old. It'll run okay. Number eight, Rogue Runner. Good run here the other day. He meets a smart field, but he runs second here the other day. Began well. He led for the last bit, and Ballistic had just nailed him. He could run a place. And number five, Albert Snow Pussy, was very, very strong winning at Scone. 1, 2, 8, and 5.
All right, the fourth, now one out. Two, Membro Doro, 151. Three, Mushroom Rock, 550. Four Citus is $7. Five Triplicate, $4.20. Six Fluidity, $7.50. Seven Democracy, $151. Eight out. Nine Man and Superman, $4.60. Ten Dynamic Moss, $51. 11 Just Like Jesse, $41. 12 Little Beauty, $151. 13 Our Dawn, the favourite, $2.70.
I think this is a race. There's a very good story around Our Dawn. John Singleton Border and gifted the legend Dawn Fraser a 20% share as a birthday present. So Singo and Dawn own the horse. He's had 8 starts for 3 placings. Clary trains her. He's always looked like she'll stay, and this is her first test over a staying course. He really hit the line hard to run second at Gosford over the mile last start, beating about a length. The barrier's a bit of a worry, tricky barrier. They've got to come down the straight, go to the post and go round again, but Marco's in great form, and we hope that luck goes his way here and he gets her in one off the rail. Number four, Cider, sit ran on well for the Snowdens in a mile race. Same race that Our Dawn run second in it, ran fifth. He's looking for ground, or he is. He's a So You Think and a Universal Prince mare, so he'll stay, you'd think. And he did the way he went last start, he will. Number five, Triplicate for Richard Freeman, well on the market. Won a race yesterday at Musselbrook. This horse ran third at Scone in that 2200 on December 29th. One thing it can do is stay, and it's got Tom Marquardt riding, and number three, Mushroom Rock. Didn't have a lot of luck the other day at Newcastle. 13, 4, 5, and 3.
All right, race five. Now, one is out, two Victim de Lamour, $8, three out, four Black and Tan, $5.50. Five Hendo's Magic is $9, six Inherent, $5.50, seven Sensacova, $3.80. Eight Northern Lights, $3.10. Nine Cool Minya Kid, $10. Ten Joe Just Saying is $34. Favourite, $3.10. Eight Northern Lights.
Lovely race for Sensacova. She's knocking on the door. Another good ride for Tom Marquardt. Run second at Wyong the other day to Classic Princess. Got beat about a length and a half there. She was back near last. Made some ground near the turn. And when she got clear inside the 200, he ran on very, very strong. Prior to that, she was placed here at Gosford back on the 6th of December behind Sculptures. He's ready to win. Needs a little bit of pace on. He'll be able to beat. Number 8, Northern Lights. Run 30 last start to Rapido Chaparro a little of the weight. They'll beat about a length and a quarter. Tried hard. Isn't far off a win. Number 4, Black and Tan for Chris Lees. Hasn't been with Chris Lees. Was in with Chris Long. It was in Victoria. Only had the one run for Chris Boxing Day. That'd be 3 lengths to 1 the top at Newcastle. It wasn't a bad race. It'll run okay. And number 6, Inherit for Chris Waller. Needs to improve. May just do that here today. 7, 8, 4, 6.
Race 6, Maiden. One Sound Off, 360. Now, 2 Coolgardie, $2. 3, 4, 5, 6 out. 7 Poseidon Star is $8. Number 8, Versifier, 41. 9 Terminate, 480. 10 out. 11 Classic Fella, 51. 12 Starismo, 12. 13 Phil on the right, 151. And 14 Commander Bell, 26. Favourite, 2 even. Number 2, Coolgardie.
It's been plenty of money for this. First starter by Fighting Sun. David Pfeiffer trains it, and it was pretty good winning a recent trial at Canterbury. I believe it's had a number of trials at Canterbury recently on a heavy track. It ran down King's Order and 3 deep early, and then James McDonald trialed it. He let it slip forward into a clear second, and it cruised up in the straight. Then he just gave it a dig, and it won the trial and a big gap to the third horse. Now, it ran down a horse called King's Order, who was placed recently on the bill at Gosford. It's got a lot of speed. Gerald's got it. And I thought the trial was very, very good. But so did everyone else. That's why it's $2. I did notice one place it went up $2.70, so obviously there's been very, very good money for it. Tell you what, Sound Off, the New Zealand bred galloper, is very close to a win. He run 30 first up recently at Gosford on New Year's Eve, beaten 3/4 of a length. Got back in an awkward spot on the rail, coming to the home turn. When he got clear on the straight, he ran on very, very well. He likes Gosford. Had 3 runs here for 3 placings. Sam Weatherly rides today. Good barrier. No claim, of course, but it'll be hard to beat. Number 9, Terminate. James Cumming. I think this is a horse. Yeah, got held up the other day at Newcastle. Was slow out. Got hampered. And settled midfield, held up in the early part of the straight, only got clear at the 200 and got beat about 3 lengths. Solera won the race. Stable mate. The 900 was too short for it. 1100 here is much, much more suitable. It's a chance in the race. And number 7, Poseidon Star, first up. John Thompson's got this horse and finished down the track in a trial, but it didn't get beat far and was under no pressure. 2, 1, 9, and 7.
All right, final event, 1 Press Box out. Now 2 Lelude, 370, 3 Ticklish Date, 61. 4 Walk the Runway, 10. 5 Weeping Waters, 23, 6 out. 7 Everly is 850. Now number 8 Gotta Be Red, 26. 9 Janaea, 950. 10 out. 11 Madam Ilithia is $8.50. 12 Menagerie, 650. Number 13 Rabook, 6. 14 Social Smile, 13. 15 Murpha, 17. 16 KS Abaki, 34, 17 Sweet Thief, 71, 18, 19 out. Favourite here at the top, number 2, Lelude, and it's $3.70.
Got good credentials, an open race, but I like Lelude, the filly. She's had 3 runs short. She ran 4th at Warwick Farm, beaten 3/4 of a length on debut by Osimo back in July. And she went to Canterbury and got beat 3/4 again by Simi. And she went to Wyong in a strong maiden and come along. Beat her about less than half a length. So she's only just been beaten in all 3. Had a recent Ramwick trial. Beat a couple of lengths. Slow out. Ran home okay. Robbie Dolan will claim. Got an equal awkward draw. And normally goes back. It's off the pace. So we hope that it gets a bit of a trial there. If so, I think it'll be hard to beat. I'll give Everly a good chance here. The New Haven Park filly. She didn't have a lot of luck at a vital stage at Kenzo the other day when Unify beat it 2.8. Got held up at the 150. Not a lot of room after that. And I thought that it had run very well. It ran second, just beaten at Gosford, first up prior to that. Number 13, Rebukes. Tim Clark and James Cummings. Nice trial. Very nice trial, I thought, by Rebukes. there there in my sheet. What it did before the trial, it ran in the Victory Vein in October, she did. She's a sepoy filly. She got these four lengths there by Legend of Condor. Then she had a break, and she come back with that trial on December 27. She trailed the speed all the way behind Kai Lisi, and there was under no pressure. I thought she went pretty good. I'd be very wary of her if you're taking quaddies. And number 12, Mananza, Joe Pride, Jason Collar. It led all the way in a recent trial, absolutely bolted it at Warwick Farm. 2, 7, 13, and 12.
All right, now news just through, read the Magic Millions. Yes, yes, yes is out. Darren Weir requested in the last 20 minutes it be scratched from the Classic. Said it's in the best interest of the colt's overall welfare. Stewards have approved his request. So yes, yes, yes is out of the Magic Millions tomorrow.
Oh, that's a shock.
Yeah, bad luck for him.
Drew a terrible alley. Drew the outside alley, didn't it?
Mm. Yeah, I think it drew quite wide, yeah.
Yeah.
But, anyway, best interest of the horse. He'll be having a day off.
Yeah, I think he's right. It would have been very, very hard to win from there anyway.
Mm. And there was an issue, yeah, as well.
Yeah.
What do you like there today, Gary? What can you nail for us?
I'm liking Dawn Fraser. Our Dawn, race 4, number, 13? Yep, race 4, number 13. I thought it was the best bet on the day. Pretty big field in that staying race. Just needs a bit of luck. I reckon she's crying out for a trip. I'd imagine Singo's on the Gold Coast at the Magic Million, so he won't be there today on his home track at Gosford. But I think it'll run pretty well, mate. Yeah, Magic Millions Day tomorrow. I'm doing it.
Yeah, well, yes, had 21.
Yeah, the outside alley.
Doing the bleachers.
Yeah, very, very tough. Great day up there. I'll be spending the day in the Royal Hotel at Morpeth doing a racing promotion there. Anyone like to come along? We've got a lot of giveaways. I know you won't fly in, but we've got a lot of giveaways. A lot of nice
you knock off a
giveaway.
Knock a couple off, just put them aside and pop them in the post. There's nothing to stop you doing that. Pull on a rod.
Run a few sweeps and tipping comps and trivia and that. We have a good fun day.
I reckon
we have an argument or two over the trivia questions, but I'll handle that.
They wouldn't want to take you on.
Well, it's late in the day, and I'm usually the only one completely sober, so the judge's decision is final, as you know.
Well, as they say, never argue with an idiot, because you've got to go down to their limit of intelligence, and they beat you with experience. And I was told early doors, don't fall into brown jugs. Don't fall into mugs.
Don't cop mugs, that's right. I think I'm one.
All right, well, have a great afternoon at Gosford.
Yeah, twilight meeting, but it's going to be, you know, a much cooler day than it's been on tracks we've been working at in our region in the last 2 or 3 weeks. But we could certainly do with another downpour at some stage shortly.
All right, good on you, Gary. We'll hear you through the day.
Yeah, righto, mate, and good luck, punters.
There we go. Gary Harley, he's at Gosford today, 27 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.